Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And the Mekonon Gallery, which is inside the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji, has a collaborative multimedia show up right now. It's called From the Water, and it has a local flavor and richness that is specific to northern Minnesota. And Karen Goulet is the director of the Mekonon Gallery. She's here to tell us more about this, what I think is a phenomenal show. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning.
So this show is probably the biggest exhibit that the Mekonon has hosted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the show. Is it Nibikong? Nibikong. That's
From
what I
water.
Thought.
Mm-hmm.
From the Water. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about this intriguing show.
Well, the exhibit is an idea that was developed by myself and Lori Perche-Dene. We knew we wanted an exhibit about the water, and we wanted to provide a space and opportunity for artists to contribute their voice to the conversation that we're having about water. Mm-hmm. We thought about the idea of water connecting us all, and the watersheds made sense, and being at the headwaters of the Mississippi made sense for us to talk about watersheds. And we realized leaving it there, we were and it reaches thousands of miles. So the idea was how water connects us all. But then we realized we needed to have the Red River, which is its own watershed, and also our neighbors and relatives in the Great Lakes area.
Right.
So we wanted it to be a collective voice, so we made this our first All Nations exhibit with Native and non-Native artists. And so the exhibit is in both the Mekonon and the Call Gallery, and we have 40 artists in the exhibit.
Yeah, it's so many different kinds of art.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, and I think that's about the response. I think this exhibit covers a spectrum of our human relationships with water. I'd love to have time to address each of the pieces in the exhibit. But it's better that people come to see the work. We have a couple of group pieces, and the rest are individual responses to our called artists around the water theme.
Yeah. They range, as you know, I was in there yesterday walking around trying mm-hmm. to take it all in, and I'll have to go back another day because yeah. there's just so much to see and take mm-hmm. in. There's large-scale sculptures, fiber art, installation pieces. Like, one piece takes up a huge wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's all
yes.
these different yeah. pieces put together. And I know it was a juried show. It was juried mm-hmm. by Aaron Spangler and Hillary Kempenek.
Mm-hmm.
Kempenek. How did they determine who got in the show? What was the criteria they were looking for?
Well, we had this, our theme, and when we sat down to make those decisions, it was about what is your relationship to water? What is your relationship to this watershed? So that was the primary criteria, is to have some sort of understanding or some sort of relationship with water. And I think it really shows. I think the pieces that were selected reflect a really sincere, authentic voice about mm-hmm. how they feel about these waters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each piece is so unique and different from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I know that each piece has a small story next to it,
mm-hmm.
kind of exemplifying that artist's relationship with water and
mm-hmm.
connecting the piece to it. Are there any that really stick out to you that you would be able to share with us?
Well, I guess I kind of have my little notes here, as you know, but I think that, to me, I would say by saying this, when I thought about the installation of this exhibit, it was about a collective voice and how those pieces had relationships with each other. And as I was figuring things out, there was sort of automatic matches and places that works needed to be. And I think for the whole exhibit, I would say you can't draw a line in water. Water has no political, religious, or ethnic identity. We have relationships with water based on beliefs, needs, and appreciation, emotions, such as joy, sorrow, fear, love, and prayer, responses we have to water. But water has been shown to respond to what we do, what we say, and it's here to take care of us. So I think that there's two group pieces. Bruce Ingebrigtsen's All Holy Water talks about the fact that water is very much part of ceremony and religious faiths worldwide, and that there's this understanding or accountability to water, and it has a presence in people's faith.
Right, and he's a textile artist.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wonder. And then Hillary Kempenick's piece, which is They Are Reflected in the Water, is an installation piece that actually has a water as part of it. Is going to be a group piece where the community can come and contribute their voice on July 31st and August 1st. People have opportunity to participate and contribute to something that will be added to the installation. And her piece is honoring the Water Walkers, who are a group of women led by Grandma Josephine that raised awareness around our waters were sick and needing to be made well. And so that is what her piece is about.
Is that the fountain?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a water fountain in the Watermark. There are huge standalone sculptures. There's the big wall installation piece I was talking
Butch
about.
Butch Holden's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus, not to mention all these other wall hangings of different kinds, whether they're textiles or the one's really, it looks like a stone. When I drive by, it looks like a giant slab of stone hanging on the wall. But when I got it inside the Watermark, it's more of it's a 3D situation.
Kind of collage. Well, I think that what's interesting about these works is that we have, the furthest reach, and what I was really happy about, I think we had artists from as far away as Montana, Idaho, Arizona, New Mexico, but they all had some sort of relationship or connection, either a history, or the one in Montana was with the Missouri River that feeds into the Mississippi. So we were able to really show that how we are connected. So,
as a gallery director, with so many different kinds of art, and so many different personalities within each piece of art, take us inside the process of planning out where to hang. How do you plan out where things are going to go in a gallery?
Well, I think that this was my first opportunity to work in the two spaces, so I was a little nervous and started very early. Mm-hmm. So I kind of did a virtual layout. Like, I looked at all the work. I read all of the artists' statements about their work, which, by the way, we are going to have sort of a directory that people, if they want to know more about the artists in full artist statements, will have that available. But so the install is, for me, not just about how the works look with each other, but the stories that each of those pieces are telling and how they sort of connect or move people, so to speak, forward through the exhibit. So I wanted to be mindful of that and create sort of a, I feel like there's different moods and different transitions in the exhibit that I hope works well.
Yeah, yeah. I would encourage you to walk through the exhibit. Take some time and just go walk through it.
Yes.
So that's Karen Goulet. Nibi Kong from the Water will be on exhibit at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji until September 22nd?
Yes, through September 22nd.
Okay. And there is an event July 31st you had mentioned.
Yes, July 31st. And we'll be posting the time on that. It'll be evening and then Friday morning. So.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
All right, thank you.
All right. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.